Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. It's 8:53, Wednesday morning here on KSJE. I'm Scott Nicklin. Thanks for joining us, everyone. And look who is back with us for the start of a new season of Visits to the Encouragement Lab. None other than Dr. Mike Hadabaugh, who is in the lab this morning. Good to see you, Dr. Hadabaugh.
Good morning, Scott. How are you doing, my friend?
I am well. Thank you for joining us again. We've had some best ofs from your wit and wisdom over the summer, but it's glad to have you back live and in person. So we're great to see you and hear you this morning.
Yeah, you know, living on that professor schedule, that's kind of my life. So.
I don't blame you. If I could take the summer off, I would, but I don't. So anyway, but you're back. And today's topic is a good one, I think, which is, if I remember correctly, get out of your own head.
Get out of your head, okay?
Wow, okay.
Just get out of it.
How do we do that?
You just don't. You stop.
Oh, I see.
We're done.
Short okay, well, wow, that's the quickest one we've done. But there's got to be more to it. Go ahead.
You know, to just log on to any conversation about anything, and you'll see a bunch of people in their head. And
okay.
They're thinking through things, and you know, they're worried about this, that, and the other thing, and they're worried about geopolitical storms in, you know, Turkmenistan and all kinds of crazy stuff. And, you know, the wisest, smartest, best, most successful people in the world have learned how to get out of their head with so many of their decisions.
Really? Okay.
And what the new study show is that you only have so many decisions in you a day, that literally your brain can only handle so many, and as you get older... I'm celebrating a birthday this week, so I know that whole thing about getting older.
Okay.
You actually can make fewer and fewer decisions. So, you know, some of the more famous things about that are the founder of Facebook, Zuckerberg, right?
Yes.
Wears the same shirt and pants every day. His
right.
closet is just one same T-shirt, same pants. He wears it every day. And I don't think anybody's going, oh, man, that dude wears the same clothes every day. What's his problem, right?
Not when you're a billionaire. That's true, yeah.
Yeah, but that's an example of when it comes to making a decision about what he wears every day, he's not in his head. He's not getting up and looking in the closet going, hmm. Now, for some people, I couldn't do that. I don't like doing that.
Right.
You know, I like changing my shirt color, and though I've been wearing a lot of blue shirts lately. But,
okay.
But you know, a lot of things we get in our head, and it really hurts us because we're actually built to not answer so many things and not to pile on the stress. You know, show me somebody that's really struggling. Well, this isn't true for everybody, but I see a lot of people that are struggling with, you know, overwhelm in their life. And then I'll see them on Facebook arguing with somebody about a geopolitical event that they have no influence over. You know, the truth is right now, by all means, care about the Amazon rainforest. I do. I've been there. I've seen it with my own eyes years and years ago.
Right.
But at the same time, I don't have any power to change that right now. None.
True.
And so... for me to get online and have an argument with somebody about that is a waste of my mental energy. By all means, if that's a big deal to you, vote for your candidate that will do something about that. But to get and argue with somebody is a waste of your – it's getting in your head is what it is.
Got
so
it.
Those are examples, you know, from what you wear to what you argue for every day that it is killing us in who we are. You know, I do a lot of work with relationships. And one of the things I coach couples all the time about is you can either be right or you can be in relationship. Well, to be right means you're in your head. You're wrong about this. I'm right about this, right? To be in relationship means I'm out of my head and I'm not going to think about what's wrong so much. Instead, I'm going to, you know, rejoice in what's right. So to me, that's the general thought here, is that to get out of your head means to quit worrying about so many, you know, of the things that are wrong and focus on what you've got right going on.
That sounds like good advice, Dr. Hadabaugh, something we can follow. But I know a lot of folks are really concerned about some of these current events and political things and things that are going on. You don't mean to disengage from those things, but just, I guess, kind of pick your battles. Is that what I hear you saying?
That's my point, is you can't care about all of them.
Right.
It's one thing to have what you're knowledgeable about. That's what I see all the time anyway, Scott, is I see people that really aren't knowledgeable. I mean, by the way, from all sides of the political spectrum.
Dr. Hadabaugh, on Facebook, everyone is knowledgeable. Come on. You and I both know that.
I know, and it's wearing us out, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It's just wearing us out.
It's exhausting. Yes, sir.
Because we don't know. I see that all the time. I used to have a discussion in my class. I'm not going to tell you what it's about, but it's something that I had inside knowledge about, and I would ask my class their opinions on it. And I'd hear all this wide-ranging opinions about, and it was a very political thing going on in Farmington, all right? That's all I'm going to tell you. And I had some inside knowledge on it. I was actually there when it happened, okay?
Okay, all right.
And they had all these opinions about it, and then I'd say, well, turns out that I was there, and this is what I saw. And all of a sudden, all of their opinions that they'd had for years changed on the subject.
Wow.
Because all of a sudden they had a live person that was actually physically present. And I'm telling you, you know, right now I know a lot of people that want to argue, and you know, Americans, that want to argue about Brexit. It's a great example.
Okay.
Brexit's not going to influence us one way or the other. And if you really care that much about Brexit, then you should, I hope you're getting an international studies degree, and that's what you study, and that's what you do for a job. Because the reality is, I've also been to England, and I've talked to enough people on both sides of that, that issue is way more nuanced than most of us that get online and talk about it know about it. And that's a great example of, you know, a geopolitical thing that I see people fight over, and I'm like, you don't even live there, so good fighting over it. Because you're, again, fight about it if you want to. It's just you're wasting a lot of your life and your energy fighting about something that ultimately doesn't impact your daily life. Now, somebody's going to get online and say, well, it affects mine this way. Well, fine, then care about it if it does. But it really, in reality, it doesn't right now affect my life every day. So,
right. Pick and choose.
It's fun to watch those guys over there, though, fight in Parliament. That's a lot of fun.
They are very animated. That's for sure. All right. Well, Dr. Hadabaugh, I appreciate it so much, and I'm glad you made the decision to come back and talk with me every week. So thanks so much.
All right. You're welcome.
We'll see you next Wednesday.
See you next week.
All right. That is Dr. Mike Hadabaugh joining us live from the Encouragement Lab this morning right here on KSJE Farmington, New Mexico. Have a great Wednesday, everyone. Talk to you again tomorrow morning beginning at 8:10 a.m. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.